The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin Tiberius McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middleest brother, Travis Big Dog Vroom Vroom, the Rocket McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, Griffin McElroy, your sweet baby brother, 30 under 30, media luminary, fastball.
Whew. Guys, it's episode 800, and I've got a big announcement.
I'm excited because we've got a real showstopper planned for. We've been buzzing for months about the big 800.
The big 800 that we realized a long time before now.
October, like, we've started
long
churning.
Time. We started generating ideas on big 800.
The numbers move sequentially, right? And we knew we were doing. Like 795, 796. So we definitely knew it was coming.
And the fact that we are always doing about 19 things at the same time did not stop us from remembering to recognize this important podcasting achievement. The 800.
This is our 16th year doing it, and we're at 800, which is a pretty good hit
rate. That's not bad, dude.
I mean, that's 50 episodes a year.
I feel pretty good about that. A little pat on the back for us working 50 hours a year. I think that's good stuff, guys.
Hey, sometimes you go like an hour 15.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I've got a big announcement. I didn't think I would be so nervous, but to celebrate episode 800.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to do a face reveal. I think it's
time. Yeah, right, Trav. The digital mask you wear is such a big part of your identity. It's on all the merch stuff. You can't take it off.
You can't not be the
Goober Man anymore. Famous mask.
But I've been working with a face therapist.
Okay.
To help me, recognize myself outside of the Goober Man mask.
Because, are we going to see Da Goober Man again after this, or is this face reveal mean like Da Goober Man is really dead and gone?
I think the Goober Man will always be there on some level.
Juice, we're never seeing Da Goober Man again.
I do know that.
I've seen these things happen before in the past. Once people get a taste of people knowing what their face looks like, they love it.
Addicted to face, guys.
I was starting to be more Da Goober Man outside of stuff than I wasn't. You know what I mean? There'd be times when I'd be sitting at dinner. And my children would call me Mr. McElroy.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, no, it's Da Goober Man, please.
Yeah.
You know? And then I was like, whoa, this has gone too deep. So
no, I mean, when you showed up for Christmas and you came in the door and you were all hunched over and you kept yelling Pee Pee Patrol, I was like, man, can we get one break from Da Goober Man? I miss Travis.
Da Goob, as he keeps saying.
Da Goob,
please, your family, it's Da Goob. It's Da Goob. And it's like, all right, can I call you Travis, though, or Mr. McElroy?
No, he wanted to be Da Goober Man only.
Goob me, bro, I would say,
All right, well, enough preamble.
Yeah, dude.
Pee Pee Patrol's over. Killed Da Goober Man. Let's see this bad boy.
That's my face.
So my initial reaction, Travis.
Prescription, I guess.
Yeah.
First of all,
that's where.
Before we get into it, our reaction, how do you feel right now, Travis?
About your face.
This must be a vulnerable moment for you.
How do you feel right now?
I feel very exposed. Yeah. But I feel like I imagine other
people. Sorry, can you move the mic? Because I'm not seeing the bottom.
You're not getting the full.
Project into it because I do need to hear.
I thought it would be a similar color. But
the
feeling of
people like jumping into like a cold lake, which I've never done and will never do.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I feel alive. Like, that's kind of the feeling I'm having now.
Yeah.
Although I am seeing myself now for the first time and realizing how much of my facial hair is gray and white.
Yeah.
But not the mustache.
So this is
which
a face
like a
reveal to you
one.
As well. This
yeah,
is,
I've never, you've never looked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, I've never looked at it. Why are my glasses purple?
I assume, Trav.
Yeah. I endorse.
Yeah, I know. Assumed that when we weren't doing the show,
yeah.
you didn't wear the Gooberman mask. But it sounds like you haven't seen your actual face flesh in quite some time.
No, well, what happened was, Griffin, these musketeers
showed
up.
Move your mic
up.
Back up. I can barely hear you.
Yeah,
these musketeers showed up to where my evil twin brother had locked me in the Goober mask.
Yeah.
And rescued me from the French prison that I was in
okay.
to take my rightful place as Travis and free me from the Goober mask.
Okay. So that's the plot of The Man in the Goober Mask is what you've just done.
Yeah.
Leo Capps was in that.
Leo yeah. Capps was in that. He played Fartanian. And he was good.
Who was... Was that? That was Robin.
Are you telling me Man of the Iron Mask is secretly a Three Musketeers joint?
Yeah, they trick you. They don't tell you nice. That. But it's yeah, like...
That's cool.
Yeah, it's like when that's you saw cool. 10 Cloverfield Lane and you're like, wait, this is part of the Cloverfield vert. Like, it's that moment yeah. where it's like, oh, shit, it's bigger now.
So what do you guys think of my face?
Yeah.
No, sorry, affect your face. You're
yeah, if
you're
you could right rank it like on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put it?
What am I?
It's a well. Let's agree third. Like if we're ranking third, the face
third. Right oh now. Yeah, let's
third.
Third. The score is going to be great. The score is going to be great.
Yeah,
it
great.
Will be the third lowest third score on the face. On the list. And we didn't do that, Trav. We didn't do the list.
Yeah,
this data is coming in.
Bias.
This data is coming in
bias.
Real time. I've got my road dog Nate Silver sitting right by me.
Yeah.
He's pulling in the polling data
on the big board.
Live, he's interpreting.
Where
it.
Was the Gooberman on that list?
He was also last, but way lower score because his mask, his face was bad. His face was bad. Like
yeah,
objectively, pretty bad face. This
but
is
I'm above
better.
Him, right?
I like it. I like that face. That's Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life. I always thought that was a weird way to start that movie. When they're like, here's the guy whose life you're going to be saving. And he's like, I like his face. All right, Clarence.
Will I be wearing his face, Lord?
No.
No, Clarence.
No.
I want to take his face.
Joseph, I told you he was going to do this. I told you he was going to be weird.
I think I'd like to make love to that pretty wife of his.
No,
well, Clarence,
you can't
no.
Actually, you can't do that.
I'm going to take his face. Oh, mm-hmm.
Every Mrs. time
Bailey, would you like another flaming run and punch? Please, just let us go.
Every time an angel nuts, a bell rings, and then
wait.
Someone,
oh, so it's the other way around.
It's a transitive property.
Because normally,
yes.
when the
I
bell
like
rings, an angel
face.
Gets its wings. That's
I
horrifying.
I like that face. Anyway, what were we talking? Oh yeah, Trav. 8.
Okay.
And a half. You get a solid. Ooh. A solid. Nice. IGN 8.5.
So wait, where does yeah. that put your, if your ranking, if your score is above mine, what would you give your own face?
Juice and I are neck and neck in a way where yeah. any time, right
we're not
now,
comparing
Juice,
necks, Griffin.
Look at the comments. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at the comments. Juice is the prettiest McElroy right now. I think the comments all agree. And that's not like, I'm not, you know, I'm doing.
That's a lighting thing I'm doing mainly.
It's a lighting thing, but it's a, I mean, gosh, Juice. You have managed to harness.
Beautiful skin.
You look great. I just want to tell you that.
This.
Okay.
Here's a question.
You
want to
talk about
you,
how handsome you are? That's
yeah,
crazy.
You're a
my
handsome
wife
man.
Can Travis and I talk about how handsome you are?
If I wasn't
I would
related
rather,
to you.
We're getting to a point place where, no, I don't want to, but I will say this. Dear brothers, my wife and I are at a concert for our anniversary. We're standing near the stage and will be until the concert is over, so don't lose our place. With
how?
Three kids.
How? Sidebar. How? How's
how?
Everyone doing
how did
this?
How do you do that? How are you guys doing this without bathrooms?
How do you piss and shit?
The
That's
choice
crazy.
Spot for me is stage visibility plus pathway to bathroom
balcony
plus pathway to refreshments.
Yes.
Sitting
this
down?
I need to triangulate that.
If I'm at a concert, by the way, and I'm sitting down and everybody like gets in the moment and starts to stand up, I've never felt more betrayed
yeah.
than my
oh,
than
yeah,
that
yeah.
moment. It was like, no, guys, but we all,
no, we just
I thought we
thing.
All paid for
now,
this.
Now, when we fire up the old touring machine again, it pays off to get
the
close.
Turin machine.
The Turin, yes. Yeah. Yes, when we all take the Turin test. Sorry.
So with three kids, date nights are rare. So we asked the woman standing behind us to take our picture to commemorate the occasion. We just looked at the picture and it's maybe the worst picture of us ever taken. Zoomed out to 0.5, bad lighting, bad angle, the works. She took many pictures and they're all terrible. We'll be standing by her for the next several hours. How do we get someone else to take our picture without alerting her to the fact that she did a horrible job? And that's from Concert Pit Conundrum. I have an early thought.
Go ahead.
It's untested by logic.
Please.
If I could just.
Yeah, get it out quick before logic catches up to it.
Before logic catches up. If you befriend this woman, that's your best option. Because if you get in good enough with her that you could be like, this is too good. I gotta remember this. Stand with me and Janine over there.
Yeah.
Stand with us.
Yeah.
I want to get a picture with you. Not so close.
Yeah, it'll be like a funny one where there's like a gap in the middle that
and
we can like Photoshop someone
like
in.
You're posing separately.
Yeah.
But we're going to have this jabroni over here take our picture.
0.5 is such a nasty trick. 0.5 is always like, I'd love to get more of the scene in this picture. And then you take the picture and you look at it a month later, you're like, this looks like shit. Why did I put my kids in this weird fisheye Beastie Boys music video angle? This doesn't look good at all.
They
should know better just from that alone.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
I think you should just ask somebody else because she blew it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that maybe this is some constructive feedback via social interaction that needs to happen of like, hey, your photography skills are shit and you're going to pick up on that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, comedy man.
Say that. Say that.
No,
shit.
I'm not saying that.
Go
I'm
ahead,
saying
Chuckles.
If you ask somebody else
and made the other person watch, say, pay attention, learn.
Watch this. Watch what
watch
I do
this.
Here. Watch it. You ever see a grown woman cry? Watch this.
I'm not saying that there should be a mandatory test that people have to take once a decade where they demonstrate basic sort of photographic.
Sorry, did you say to vote?
To vote.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my weird soapbox I'm going to stand on. No. Well, okay. So if we wanted to tie voting responsibility to this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's maybe not the worst idea in the world. In order to vote, you do need to take a once a decade mandatory 30-minute online
loyalty.
Free
well,
photographing
yeah, Myers-Briggs.
Class.
Oh, wait.
No,
sorry, go ahead.
Like photography.
Photographing class.
Photographing
This is
class.
The base skill that we need our set. You know what, Griffin? Honestly, I want to like
see,
argue
think
with
about
you.
It.
I want to argue with you, but like documenting through photography.
Yeah.
There's a vocabulary there that a lot of people lack. That's a good point.
Yeah, we're a 5-minute YouTube video about the rule of thirds will change your life. 5-minute YouTube video, the rule of thirds. You're set, man. You really, I don't remember anything else from my college photography classes that I took for journalism school. I don't remember fucking.
Golden ratio?
Who gives a shit? No one uses that. Rule of thirds, though.
Oh, that one's a good one.
That's the best and only one that you really need. It tells you exactly how much headspace to give them, exactly how to crop it.
Do you guys have, I have a similar thing to derail this a little bit of like, I took a film studies class and I remember one thing, and it's about the 180 rule of like people walking across.
Oh, yeah,
and it's that thing that I pull out when I'm watching a movie, and I'm like,
yeah,
I really
like
the way they
plane.
Broke that.
Yeah
they
I
broke
that
to
shit.
Show how discordant this is.
I don't think I have gotten someone, a stranger, to take a picture of me and Rachel. I mean, since we have kids, our
you
journey,
just make your kids do it.
Our kids, yeah. God, that's good.
BB does it. BB's incredible at it.
Yeah.
And BB knows she's good at it. She's like, you two get together. Let me take a picture of you. I'm like,
God,
okay.
I love that for her.
And
God,
she's
that's
so good,
good
at it.
That will serve her so well. So
she's like doing that. Angles and having us pose in waves. And I'm like, okay, thank you.
Rachel and I are both blessed with pretty long arms. And now knowledge that when you press the volume up or down button, it does the shutter in photo mode. With those two things equipped, you can really get some pretty phenomenal pictures of yourself.
Have you guys ever been in a scenario where a stranger has volunteered? Like, I was on a family trip. I was making, like, a selection of, like, selfies to build into a, like, album of, like, here's selfies exactly the same of all the places the four of us have been.
Cool.
And a stranger saw this and was like, do you want me to take your picture? And it's so hard to go, no, I don't want that, actually.
Yeah.
I would rather you didn't, because I've got like a choice thing going here, and yeah. I don't know you. And one, I'm handing you you're asking me to hand you my phone. I know a scam when I see one.
People get so mad when they see selfie sticks out in the world, but it's like, have you done your once a decade photographing class that's online and free? I think so. I think you need to exercise your civic responsibility and vote, and by the transitive property, also take this online free mandatory photographing class that teaches you about the rule of thirds and that the volume buttons do the shutter.
Depending on the show, there could be a moment, like if you're at a Lou Bega show and you wait until he does Mambo Number 5,
yeah,
the other person is going to be so in it.
Yeah.
They're going to be, it's going to be ripping.
Your
like,
wife's
going to be like, it's all going to be joy. It's all going to be pleasure.
Your wife's name is Monica Angela Rita. And that's like, when that like comes up in Mambo Number 5, like you want to capture that moment, that exact moment.
I bet that's
he
confusing.
Actually wrote that lyric
about
as part
your
of
wife.
A cameo for your wife.
Yeah. I bet that's so confusing if you're at your first Lou Bega show and you somehow miss Mambo Number 5 and your name is Monica Angela Rita and you're like, is he calling me on stage?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to go up there?
That's such a threadbare hypothetical even for you.
No, I like it. I like the idea of Lou Bega having a one less lonely girl call up where he's like, all right, ladies. Every time he gets on stage, he's like, finishes Mambo Number 4. And he's like, you know what the fuck's coming. He's like, you know the rules, ladies. If your name is Angela, Monica, Rita, those are the only fucking three names I can remember. There's like 14 names in that goddamn
Sandra.
Thing.
Yeah.
Sandra.
Citra,
Yennefer,
Phoebe, Chandler,
Lou Bega. Okay. Lou Bega. He says his own name. Yeah. He says Lou Bega.
Says his own name a few times.
Yeah.
And when things are not going great, Lou Bega, Lou. I had motto for a month. It was Lou. Just Lou for a month. I broke my ankle and it was just Lou.
Sandra stopped by, but nothing got going.
Nothing got going, thought it would be Sandra, but Sandra wasn't feeling the leg thing.
There's just a lot of losers in the spreadsheet I've built here. It's just a lot of lose.
Oh, no. So, there should be mandatory photography classes and do selfies.
That's it. How about another question?
Sure.
My husband just finished building a sauna room in our basement. It is awesome, and we would love to share the experience with friends. The problem is the room is very small, about 4 foot by 7 foot, half of which is taken up by the bench.
I would argue that's a pretty good size for a sauna, actually. I don't think it's that small.
We don't want to fuck our friends. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So is there a non-weird way to invite people to join us?
That's a big blanket statement, by the way. Any of them? Sorry, go on.
Yeah, just like, listen. But that's not where they're at, okay? They want to invite people to this small hot room in their basement without making it like a sex thing.
Yeah.
That's from Sweaty in Suburbia. Now, the thing I do want to say before we get into it is that as someone who has been on the other side of this equation,
yes,
I would like you to please be gentle with your husband when you're describing the size of the sauna, because he worked very hard on it and he probably knows it's not the biggest sauna in the world. So if you start talking about how hard it is to get a lot of people in the sauna, that could be very hurtful for him. Okay. I once made a deck in my backyard and it was and because of the size of the area that I was trying to account for, it was a very small deck. And some people think that my deck is kind of pointless. It's so small, there's no reason for me to have the deck. But
I didn't say anything about your deck, did I?
I am proud of it. No, well,
did I talk shit about it? I genuinely don't remember if I
talked. Not with words.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that, like, please find a delicate way of having these conversations. Maybe stick to words like intimate or... No, that doesn't really help your case,
does it? No, it makes it worse. Come into our intimate 20-square-foot chamber.
Tiny, intimate,
hot.
No, romantic.
Romantic?
Hot coffin.
Nude.
Hot. Nude.
Hot coffin. Hot coffin.
Our platonic
Our platonic coffin. Soapbox sex coffin.
You know, it may feel weird because it is weird, friend. I don't know. You know, it's like, I don't know. It may just like get weird is the thing. Because like some of it is not,
huh, some of it is not about the hangups. Some of it is not about the things that you've been taught about saunas.
Yeah.
Some of it is about the reality of it. You're going to get in there and it is going to be like, well, what do we do now?
Yeah. You know? That is, yeah. Listen, as a man who's, let's say, lived with ADHD his entire life, anything that involves, and then we just exist in this moment.
Yeah. That's
right.
You got to have an activity. You got to have a little game. You got to have something.
Gotta have something.
Gotta have something.
A little game. Like, if you're gonna like
a little game or a little game. One of those two.
You know,
sure.
Like whatever, but you don't want that. You don't want the second one, which is fine.
Here's
what else are you doing in there? I guess is my question. It's gonna be boring.
You get a crab boil going while you're in there. You're steaming yourself, you're steaming some crab. You know what I mean?
That's pretty cool, actually. I like that. Put them right on the coals.
What about this?
Oh,
what if you make a big deal talking to your friends about how you recently found out that you shouldn't do any sex stuff in saunas?
Yeah.
Like, it's actually dangerous because the heat could kill you. Yeah. So, like, if you go into a sauna and it can't be at all romantic or sexy because you could die from that.
Yeah. Here, can we actually, we could provide them a service just like, pretend like you're turning on the radio and then, but like play the next like 20 seconds of this show.
Oh, that's good.
And then we'll put in like a news stinger, right? It will give you some.
I'll do the ads coming back. Half price shoes.
What a specific reference.
The stinger is going to play in here, the news. We have like, that's Round Ball Rock. So that's John Tesh's Round Ball Rock. They're not going to play that before the news.
I got it. Down at the roundhouse. When so they're going to play so down.
Rachel edits the show down. Can put music, like a real stinger in here.
Music and the fun never ends.
Okay, so here we go. Don't start it yet. Start it in like a few, once we get it together.
Trav,
you're going to get us content struck for the theme song.
I'm going to do the ad and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Tudor's Biscuit World is just like coming home.
And this is where the stinger goes. Welcome back to Turbo News. This is Chet Flang. And today we have a special report coming out of the industry of recreational health. Saunas, if you do sex stuff in them, if some of the jizz gets on the stones, it'll kill you graveyard dead. That's from our lead researcher.
Yes, hello, that's me, the lead researcher, Dr. Hiss Steedman. Listen, we've studied countless couples in saunas, so many of them dead. We have so much blood on our hands. And you know what? We take full responsibility for that, for the good of the people.
Yes.
Don't sex in saunas.
My name's Victoria Beckham.
We've got a call in West Virginia.
My name is Victoria Beckham. I'm from Nitro, West Virginia. I lost my husband, Daryl. He just on one of the stones, and then his face got all purple. Yeah. Now he lives up in Jesus with my brother, Simpleton.
So you heard it here, you four. Hold on. Dr. Steeman, a clarifying question.
Yeah.
What if they promise really hard not to get any jizz on the hot rocks?
Any jizz in the air, jizz particles could still cause the problem. So it needs
what
to
if
be.
They just do, what if they just do a little, it says here hanky panky, but don't finish.
Even pre-jizz can cause.
my
freeform my jizz can cause the problem.
My Daryl was just shooting chalk dust out of there, and he still manages to kill himself.
Okay, Dr. Steeman, I need you to take a break, and I want to hear more from Victoria. You're saying that dust came out of your husband's penis after completion.
It looked like one of those parallel bar gymnasts was about to do their thing. Just a big plume of dust up in the air, and then it landed on the rocks, and he died.
And that was enough to kill him. Graveyard dead.
Kill the particulate.
Okay, so what would you say, Miss Beckham, to any quartet of two married couples who are maybe thinking about getting into a sauna and doing anything that might lead to any sort of discharge?
Just keep it all normal. Just keep it normal. Talk about friends, marathons, talk about chips you like. Just be normal in there. Please don't, if anybody gives anybody that even looks like an eye
or it kind of a huh, or they try to bring up La Seduction that they were watching on HBO or anything like that, you get the hell out of there. Okay.
Well, now what's that? What's that show, Ms. Beckham?
It's a sort of an adaptation of Dangerous Liaisons. So,
and sorry, Daryl, are you brought it up because he thought Daryl
brought it up because he thought he could bridge. Daryl brought it up because we've been watching it on HBO Max. I don't like things with
subtitles. Wait, when did Daryl die?
What?
Did Daryl die happen? Quite recently?
Hey, buddy.
2 weeks ago is the co-flies of memory, sir.
I'm the anchor here. You don't ask the questions, Dr. Steeman. Stay in your fucking
I'm just trying
room.
To figure is out if Victoria's single or not. You know what I mean? Have you had time to grieve?
I'm allowed to ask questions about other people's sort
if
of...
If you got time to grieve, you got time to clean. That's what my boss used to say.
That's horrible.
That's really, Victoria.
It's the worst
Victoria.
Job I ever had.
Where was it? Put this place on blast.
I'm there right now. I'm there now. It's at this Hardee's.
Victoria, you on the phone?
I told you. This is my break. OSHA says I get a break.
If you have time to go on a break, you got time to clean.
So it sounds like he thinks this. Sorry, can you put that guy on the phone, Victoria? Let's talk to your boss.
Hey, it's me, Tom Hardee.
So, Tom Hardee, I just want to check on something really quick.
Yeah.
If you're not, is your suggestion that anytime you're not cleaning is you have time to be cleaning during that?
Yeah. Even okay, during cleaning. If you have time to clean, you got time to clean more.
That's great. That's why are you so interested in that? Like, people need time to, you know.
Sin is everywhere.
Okay.
And that's all the time that we have for this evening. For Real News, I've been Victoria Beckham.
Wait, hold
on. I've been Terry Gross.
No, who am I? Hold on, wait, who am I? Wait, you were the anchor. Why did you become...
It took so long that she actually got a job as a co-anchor because she's single.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she changed her voice.
Okay.
But
this was Turbo. This was Turbo News. A gun to my head.
We'll get
gun to my head, $200 held out in front of me, could not remember the name of the guy I met.
I think it was Slang Johnson.
That was a Luke long Johnson. Run, guys. I am exhausted.
Well, get yourself together, Griffin, because it's time for us to go earn our do our real job. We're going to go to the Money Zone.
I've decided to do a fun thing for this Money Zone. It's thematic. I thought we could do a thematic Money Zone.
Agreeing ahead of time, too, on the yes. parameters. That's always fun.
Picture cool. a place that is square.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah? Do you see it?
Yeah.
Now, picture your dreams there.
Okay.
Picture your goals. Picture your future.
How big is the square?
Depends on the size of the monitor or handheld device upon which you're viewing it. Because I'm talking about Squarespace, baby.
Okay.
It's a square space where you can put your ideas.
Justin's,
your
cool. Justin's
goods.
Got a little square there he's showing us. Show me your square, Juice. Squarespace.
Whoa, David Bowie, where'd you get that shit from?
Yeah. Wow, it's like a little plastic square. That's cool.
I need you to sell your fish food. I want you to list your calendar appointments for me on the web.
All right.
I have designers who've made templates like this for you. Yeah. Reach out and grab them and then sell fish food online.
This is a wild ride, guys.
Does it have to be just fish food, David?
You can do anything. You can blog about your dad.
Okay.
You can post your pictures of Regis Philbin. Whatever you want to do in your square. I've made the entire world for you in crystal for your brother.
Okay.
Just give me your brother and I'll let you make a fish.
I
want to
be clear here. Squarespace is great. We've used it a lot to make a lot of beautiful websites that make us seem more professional than we are. I don't remember receiving a crystal at any point in the transaction in the
did
service.
You give your brother?
So no, they but yeah. they didn't ask. Is that like you have to type in the coupon code field? Like
you have to type in the coupon code field. I submit my brother to the Goblin King.
Yeah, and then he gives you a crystal, and
he will give you a crystal. And that is like I will say,
It's a lot harder than, it's easier than Squarespace in a sense because, like, you just say the one thing and then the Goblin King pretty much takes it from there.
Yeah.
But in another sense, it's harder because it's not necessarily going to be the website that you want.
Yeah.
It is going to be, you know what I mean?
And it might change the dynamic of your podcast if you give away 100%, one of the brothers.
100%. Yeah. Such a good point, Travis. The Goblin King will trade your brother for a website, but is it going to have all the... Are you going to be able to sell stuff? You know what I mean?
No, because it's in a little crystalline square in your hand. Yeah. No one's going to get on there, man.
Do they have good Wi-Fi in the labyrinth? Will the brothers still be able to podcast from there?
They don't know. I mean, these are the questions that... the Goblin King Jareth isn't willing to answer, but Squarespace is.
We need to get the Goblin King Jareth on Turbo News. They'll get to the heart of this with their hard-hitting questions.
Head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. I have been
thematic thing?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize you had something to tie
together. I forgot, Trav. Yeah. You do the second part.
Picture a square. Are you picturing a square?
Yes.
That you can put your adventures on, that you can put your loved ones on, that you can fill with memories?
I'm pretty sure that it's rectangular.
Do you want this picture of your brother?
Okay.
Jared, so I'd rather just
have a picture of you and your grandmother at Six Flags.
All right.
Yeah.
For this gym, give me your brother, and I will give you a gym that will show you pictures of your family.
Okay. We could also just use Aura Frames instead of trading me for a picture of me on a little gym. I'm just saying Aura Frames does this way, way better.
It means the world to me, Griffin, that you defaulted to Justin would trade you and not me. That means a lot to me.
I think I'd be the easiest to trade.
Why? Why do you think that? What makes you say so?
I don't know.
Smaller.
I don't
smaller,
actually. More compact. I don't compact. Actually.
Easier to get in a trunk.
Yeah,
probably.
That's
Jared
true.
Would have an easier time getting me up into the air on his broom than he would you. And that's not saying that you're not. You're just like sort of built, you know.
And I'm scrappier. And I think you might fight it for a minute, and then you'd be like, okay.
No, Jared could absolutely.
I've also
my ass.
Seen Jared like. Holding court with all the goblins, and like the one thing I don't think that cat wants is somebody else pulling focus.
Yeah,
like he seems to really enjoy just like holding court.
So anyway, Aura Frames.
Yeah,
Aura Frames is amazing.
Yeah,
gang, these are quality digital picture frames, and what I really appreciate about them is that it's so easy to manage the photos on them instead of letting your photos just disintegrate in a group chat. Or some online group somewhere. Instead of all that, why don't you put them in a beautiful Aura Frame? You just download the Aura Frames app. You can zip, zap, zop any of your pictures to the frames you've connected to. Get one for Grampy. Then do the app, and then you can put pictures on it so Grampy doesn't have to.
You can get the fun experience I have where I have the Aura Frame, and anytime a picture comes up before Dot was born, she starts to make plans of when we're going to go back to that place and recreate the photo with her in it.
That's awesome, Travis. God, that's good. Your children are so powerful.
Charlie was watching TV, and a baby photo of hers popped up on the Aura, and I was looking at it. I said, she wasn't even really listening. I said, gosh, you remind me of the babe. And she said, what babe? And I said, the babe in the photo. She said, what photo?
Oh, man,
I said,
you're
the
so
photo
close.
On Aura.
But then it fell apart, didn't it?
Didn't it fell apart? You said it.
You're
it was
so close,
you
dude.
Saying it. You gave me the. It was you saying it.
Oh, was
that
it?
Actually ruined it. Because I had a really good.
Yeah. Oh, you had the whole thing.
Good one. Good ending.
By and you actually. Aura frames,
oh, I thought you were telling an
Aura
actual
frames.
Story. Sorry. I thought you were telling a real story of a thing that really, really happened between you and Charlie. And it almost organically became the bit from Labyrinth. But you're saying.
No,
was...
it was almost there. And I just couldn't. I couldn't stick it. Honestly, Griffin. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. So Aura Frames is great. And we've, I think at this point, all of us have given them out. They're great gifts. Great gifts.
Yeah,
but they're also nice
sure.
to have around the home. We have one down in our living room. And it's always nice to
It reminds me of my house, when my house wasn't blanketed.
What
in snow.
House?
The house with the flower.
Name not number one by Wirecutter. You can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners can get $35 off their best-selling Carver matte frame with code MYBROTHER. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code MYBROTHER. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
We're winning that iHeartRadio.
That's what I was going to say. We'll just clip that.
Yeah.
Submit that. Yeah. Boom.
That's the one. That will take up a large... I bet they typically will play the entire ad at the ceremony, but not this time. No, not with this.
They'll play it at like 1.75 speed like everyone else does.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Ella.
What animal has the most teeth?
I would guess a shark.
A snail.
No, snails don't have teeth.
They have thousands and they are freaky looking.
No, I don't want that to be true. Okay. Did you know that the hippocampus in your brain is named after the half horse, half fish sea creature found in Greek mythology?
I didn't know that, but we're meant to be doing animal trivia and hippocampus isn't a real animal.
Well, that doesn't matter on Comfort Creatures.
You're right, it doesn't matter at all.
Comfort Creatures is a cozy show for lovers of animals of all shapes and sizes, real and unreal.
If that sounds like your cup of tea, then join us every Thursday for new episodes on MaximumFun.org.
Are you a celebrity? Are you searching for meaning, connection, and a little levity these days? Hi, I'm Kumail Nanjiani, actor, writer, and yes, a celebrity too. And I've got four words for you. Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Are you tired of junkets, red carpets, sick of the endless spicy snacks you have to eat? Do you want to connect with someone who gets your work and laugh with you a little? Join me, Andre 3000, Tom Hanks, Tina Fey, and many more and become a guest on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne from NPR and Maximum Fun.
We got a haunted doll watch.
Oh my
this
God.
Just came in across
oh my
desk.
God.
Were you
Justin?
Scared?
I mean,
Were
it's just,
scared?
It's been a minute since I've seen a haunted doll around these parts.
Yeah, well, this isn't even a haunted doll, but we did have, I had a local connection on this one.
Holy shit.
So I felt like I needed to share it with you all.
Yeah, let's
one
see.
One haunted item, piano key.
What?
Paranormal.
Like
unexplained.
Single?
Like one. Chilling. Haunted items, eerie.
Okay.
That's the listing.
And for sale is one piano key.
One.
It was hard to find the noun in there. To tell, like,
yeah,
what,
yeah,
I was buying.
So it's one, what you're buying is one piano key.
Okay, haunted,
huh?
One piano key, haunted. Let me see if I can give you guys a decent visual to work with.
This is interesting like because this is such a good inversion, right? Of like try to figure out what's weirder to buy a single key or to have a single key to sell. Now, wait a minute. There?
That's like 16. I'm looking at like 16 pianos.
Yeah, but there. Like you're buying one at a time.
They're all haunted.
Yeah, but you're buying.
By the same ghost?
Go to the next photo up because I feel like we're looking at maybe even an entire piano's worth of keys that are haunted. So that's 88.
Yeah, so he's like selling reserved. Each key individually. I'm like, you could buy three for $6.99 a piece if you wanted to.
Is that parts of a single ghost? Is it?
So you can get a deal.
So you got
a combo deal.
So
why do you want more than one haunted key, pervert?
But like a piano that is haunted.
What?
Let one at a time.
Yeah.
If a piano that is haunted, like
let's say one at a time, and for sure not the guy with the list of all the words in front of him. One at a time.
One at a time.
Not sure how to pick the priority, but let's start with Griffin.
Are we talking? A piano is not a house for 88 ghosts.
Thank you.
So I guess that's sort of my starting point.
So it's true.
You can have one big ghost on a haunted piano that like tries to eat you up when the mouth goes up and down, like in Super Mario 64 or House. But yeah. The idea of the G and the F on the piano roll being ghost neighbors, that can't be true.
Unless it's programmable and on each one is a different sound of boo.
Oh,
and you can
cool.
play like boo, 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 boo. That'd be
no.
Cool.
There's no technology that would allow that, Trey.
You're putting a lot of human physical limits on these keys. I think, like, if you're a ghost, you just kind of figure it out, right?
Yeah.
So, can I tell you? Can do you? Can
I want to know more? It? Yeah, for sure.
Okay. 7 years ago, we purchased a used piano at CA House Music in Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Okay.
So we are in our home state of West Virginia. If you don't know Parkersburg, it's a lovely place.
It's where my friend Bobby was born, if that helps.
It's where Bobby was. You know Bob?
If you know Bob, you know Bob?
You know Bob.
It's right up there. It's near Ohio. It's real close to Ohio. You can get up near Ohio.
A lot of ghosts. Anyway, ghost country, I call it.
It's ghost country up there, north West Virginia. Anyway, after having the piano delivered and tuned in our sunroom, we noticed many random unsettling occurrences.
Mm.
They usually began once everyone went to bed late at night. We would randomly hear one of the keys strike immediately after I would walk in to find no one or nothing in the room.
Mm.
This would also happen with a guitar if it was physically touching the piano.
Wait, what?
Also happen with a guitar if it was physically touching the piano.
So the ghost would spill out?
Right, the ghost would like... So this is like an interesting like... what asterisk on your question about the keys, right? Because if it's able to jump from piano to guitar...
Able to do that, then what you do is you get a bunch of guitars, make a pathway connected all the way to the piano to the front door of your house, and once all the ghosts are in the last guitar, you sever the chain. Now you have one haunted guitar instead of 88 haunted piano keys. That's going to be a lot easier to manage, I think.
I would stay up late playing the guitar, lean it against the piano, and shortly after, I would hear the high E string picked one time.
As if the ghost is going, you were playing the wrong string.
The piano's like, I can do that.
Yeah.
Why can't you play me? Just play me, please. After months of this happening a few times a week, I had convinced myself that maybe the strings were installed wrong, or it had a weak pin block or a rest plank.
Yeah, that would all make it play itself for sure.
And the guitar.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know why the assumption is that the piano's haunted, but let's read on. 3 months ago, I began to see things, objects and people in the room. I would get off the couch in the adjoining living room and catch a glimpse of someone watching me from behind the piano. Very creepy. The random keystrikes became louder. Before this, they were faint keystrikes. Now they were forceful, loud, single notes, only one. For Christmas, I bought a family member a Ouija board. Their mother did not want it in the house, so I kept it.
Okay.
When I think
you knew exactly how that was going to play. Yeah,
you knew what you had a plan. When I would come home early in the morning after a night shift, I would walk into the sunroom to take off my boots before going to bed. 4 mornings in a row, the Ouija board was lying out on the piano. Nobody would admit to lying it there. So we're to assume that the piano is getting it out.
Yes.
To talk to people.
Yeah. Use it on me.
Come on.
I got so much stuff to say, I can only speak in A through G.
I tried to speak through the guitar, but all I could say was egg, babe. Okay, 3 months ago, I started to see things and objects and people in the room. I would get off the couch in the adjoining living room and catch a glimpse of someone watching me from behind the piano. Very creepy. I looked in the center room to see someone sitting at the piano.
Nice.
I jumped up, snuck in the room. Nobody was there. Thinking I was crazy, I got up, shut the sliding door, and I walked to the kitchen to get a Diet Coke. I walked back to the living room, and the door was cracked open.
Do you have a picture of the Diet Coke in the room in the listing? A photo of the Diet Coke?
See if we have a picture of the offending Coke. Okay. That was it. Okay. No. The thing I was crazy, I slid the door, and then I walked to the kitchen to get a Diet Coke, walked back to the living room, and the door was cracked open. I then walked back into the room, and something pushed my shoulder and grunted. That was it. For the next 8 hours, I tore the piano apart and threw it outside in my scrap pile for the dump. This is what you can see here.
The scrap pile for the dump, yeah. That's great.
There's a big pile of piano for the dump. There is the piano keys all torn up, and you can buy one of these guys.
8 hours?
I read online.
It's not that big of a piano.
8 hours. It's not that big of a piano. That is, 8 hours. I read online that bringing a haunted or spirit-attached item into a home, often via antique shops or secondhand purchases, can introduce paranormal activity.
Yeah.
Including unexplainable noises.
Especially
smells,
if it's a copy
spots.
Of Paranormal Activity on DVD.
That's true.
Ironically, very haunted, very quick.
Days ago, I went out to the scrap pile and found a dead stray cat lying next to the cast iron frame of the piano.
The piano did it?
I don't know if the piano would
No, listen, guys.
Wanted to string a violin.
Listen. Days ago, I went out to the scrap pile and found a dead stray cat lying next to the cast iron frame of the piano. It looked like it had frozen to death in the winter storm. I find it hard to believe it had nothing to do with the haunted piano.
I mean,
you do?
I mean, it was pretty cold. The pics posted the piano and the door that would randomly be open or closed on its own. The door weighs around 100 pounds. It cannot slide open on its own. If you give this as a gift, I strongly suggest you get permission.
Your door is 100 pounds?
It's made of piano. Everything in the house is made of piano, even the guitar.
I just wanted to say, a lot of times when you read these, you get the sense that it's somebody who's like done a lot of them. This is not that. This is a person who I sincerely believe this entire story is accurate. Why do I believe that? Well, I clicked on their profile picture of the other items that they sell. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you could, I'm just going to kind of
wait before you click on it. Can I point out my favorite thing about this entire listing?
What is it, Travis?
Sure. Yeah.
It's that if you buy one key, it's $19.99 each, but oh boy, have we got a deal for you. If you buy four or more of these things, you're going to save $5. It's only $15.99 a key. These things are selling themselves and playing themselves. Come on down and buy these keys.
We are looking to make over $1,400 on this on this one project. That's exciting for me as an investor.
It's a very good idea, and I hope it works out for them. So let's take a look.
What else do we got?
Share this tab. Okay, can you see?
Uh-huh.
All right, so guys, we're not going to... I don't go down for these gendered categories, so let's just start looking at individual items. So what's the first... You start the first time, then you guys can just like kind of take turns describing what you see.
Wowzers, bowzers, dude.
So it is haunted item, piano key, paranormal, unexplained show, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so the haunted item is there. Then what else we got? That.
We also have a lot of four Tom and Jerry / Looney Tunes Welsh's jelly glasses, year 1990 to 1994. That's $25. That's actually
classic.
Pretty fucking good.
If those are available, I remember us having those.
And then, what else we got, Trav?
Ballistic armor kit, one neck collar, one groin protector, one throat protector.
That's good. As long as you protect your neck and your groin and your throat, you should be good. Small red apple trinket box. / hinged magnetic lock jewelry box keepsakes.
Alan Jackson, greatest hits, volume 2.
Cassette tape, brand new seal.
$10 Griffin. For the Alan Jackson. We got a Disney High School Musical jersey. Size Travis. Large.
Sure fit, Travis. Love seat, stretch, slip cover.
Griffin.
We got a charcoal smoker box, stainless steel, 9x4.
Travis.
Vintage Hyper Freak Show Fat Boys, the inline skate wheels.
These are vintage Hyper Freak Show Fat Boys wheels. A 5'11 men's tactical jacket, medium light gray fleece lined front zip pockets.
Travis.
Well, then we got, what is that? A 5'11 men's tactical jacket.
I just did that.
Oh, you lost interest, didn't you, Travis?
Fox mini jeweled pewter trinket box, wildlife decor, small jewelry box.
Got a single Keurig pod drip tray. This person really. Huh. That's a lot of different kinds of stuff.
It's a lot of different kinds of stuff. So I believe the story. Yeah. I believe in this haunted piano. And here's all I'll say. I'm not buying any of these, but you could pick them up for $20 a pop. So I would love it.
Or $15.99 if you get in bulk.
$15.99 if you want to get
buy in bulk.
A deal. Yeah.
I just think it's really sad. This story of a stray cat that used to sneak into this woman's house or this person's house, I don't know. They used to sneak into this person's house, walk on the keys, and then when the stray cat saw that the piano was dead, notebooked itself right next to the piano and said, I too shall die with you.
Yeah.
I miss you, friend.
I think that's beautiful.
I plucked the high E string on the guitar.
How about another question?
Recently, my landlady stopped by to assess a problem I have with my washing machine. While making casual conversation, she mentioned that she's in massage school and is required to give free massages to family and friends for her certification. I desperately want a massage after shoveling snow from the recent storm and because of recent work stress, but my partner thinks it's weird to get one from our landlady. Brothers, is that weird? If not, how do I go about asking her if she's willing to give me a massage? That's from Stressed in Silver Spring.
God, I feel you. Update.
Yeah.
Update. All the hardware stores in DC are sold out of everything anyone could ever conceivably use to combat snow. So I was not able to acquire a pickaxe. Instead, my attention was drawn by the employees at the hardware stores to just get a big claw hammer, and you can smash the ice. So that's me, my front yard, for like 45 minutes yesterday, smashing ice up apart with the backside of a claw hammer on my hands and knees.
You feel good?
Like a real doofus. It doesn't look cool. It doesn't feel cool. It feels bad on the body. So I sympathize very much with you, friend in Silver Spring. That said, I don't know if you can ask your landlord for a massage.
I think you missed the window for it to be casual.
Yes.
Yeah.
If the moment when
it's like I've been thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. If the moment the landlady had said, like, I gotta give massages, you know, to practice, and you say, oh, I'd love that, man. I've been set right then, natural.
Right then is fine.
Part of it, yeah. It's great. If later you're like,
sign me up.
Hey. Yeah. I don't want to.
But how the fuck are you going to do that kind of calculation on the fly? I can't do that kind of fucking mental math.
Oh,
you know
you'd have to be
mean?
A fundamentally
I don't have a beautiful mind.
A
I can't, like,
you'd have to
do
be
all
this
the
guy.
Different fractals. Yeah, you know what I mean? I can't do that.
Travis, you just got to hone your brain, Justin.
Hone your brain. Ditch your shame, bro.
I just, the answer is to speak before you think. That's what I do.
Yes,
and it works out
like,
great.
Yeah, but no. I mean, we have equal numbers of questions being like, brothers, why did I say this? What the fuck is wrong with me?
Oh, yeah,
why did I run my big stupid ass mouth?
It's not great, but occasionally I get free massages. I don't know what to tell you.
Travis has had a lot more massages than I have. Empirical.
He's figured it out. I feel like I don't want to do anything to push any kind of stigma on massage therapists and their craft, body work. I think it's all wonderful. My hang up is that it's your landlord. And to me, that is a orange juice and pizza kind of combination that I feel like it introduces a social dynamic that I don't think anyone is really capable of unpacking and processing.
There's a deeper level here. That is the reason I would say no, is I don't want to be somebody's practice person for things like this. There's a reason they said friends and family, because those people are fine with it not being great
right
away. You got to practice.
Yeah, but like, then
if you
pay for
need
one.
A massage.
Then pay for one.
Yeah.
Then pay for one. Then
if the landlord gets in there and you're like, this is nothing. or it's like, well, it's worse.
You think it could be worse? I guess it could be, right? I mean, if you can make it better, there's got to be some bad rubbing.
Yeah, right? It.
Right, I guess.
I'm going to try twisting this. Ow.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah,
is
no,
that
no,
a
no.
good ow or a bad ow? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm
going to
bop it. I'm going to try bopping it. No, don't bop it. I'm going to flick it. Don't flick it. What do I do? Rub it. That wasn't part of the game.
I think it's hard because your body sends you pain messages to tell you to punch. And if you tell it, like, no, body, this is good for you, and you don't know, that your body may not trust you anymore. What if you're wrong and it's actually bad for your body? Your body will be so betrayed.
Was that the fucking 5-point palm exploding heart technique? Don't do that on me back
then. Yeah, don't do that. Why'd you do that? My heart's a bit...
I got 5 steps, though. That's my loophole.
Would you carry me out to my car?
Carry me out to my car.
Put me in the trunk.
Yeah, you missed your window. Sorry.
Sorry.
We can't help. We can't help with a lot of these. We can't help with this one. But
yeah, that's tough. And that's hard for us. Honestly, if you think that feels good, you're wrong. Like, it's tough
Nobody
for us.
Nobody ever
too.
Talks about how hard it is on us to not help you, to not do a good
but yeah,
job, to
we,
know.
We'd love to be helpful. It's just not, it didn't come together this time.
Check this out. The reluctance that got you into this situation, also, I want you to recognize, serves you well in a lot of other situations. You're not jumping into the thick of it and just saying, you know, I'll take a massage, thank you, without thinking about it first. That behavior also, I think, is gonna it'll pay off in the long run.
Pay off in the long run. It's just a lifestyle change.
So
too
you
late
took
to
the L this
now.
Time. You took the L. Don't change your life.
You'll get them next time.
Okay, or you won't. But it's about the long game.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I want to tell you about some new stuff in our merchandise store. If you head on over to McElroyMerch.com, We've got a It's a Good Day for a Fish to Die hat. And there's a Miggy hoodie designed by Bryn Doherty. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month are going to be donated to the Immigrant Law Center of Minnesota, which provides free immigration and legal representation to low-income immigrants and refugees in Minnesota and North Dakota.
Hey, we got some projects we're doing on YouTube. First of all, dark
projects.
No, they're cool projects. Oh. Pretty much every Tuesday at noon, we play video games together. We just started playing RV There Yet, which is a real silly one. Had a lot of fun doing that one. The last Tuesday of every month, we're also doing McRoy Family Clubhouse, that old chestnut. And then also throughout the week, we're doing solo streams of us playing games. Justin's been playing the Steven Spielberg movie director game on the system is that even?
Steven Spielberg's film director game. Steven Spielberg's movie genius.
Travis does ADHD detective, plays mystery games. I do Trial by Fieri, doing a one-hit randomizer of the Majora's Mask on Friday. So just go follow McRoy Entertainment System on Instagram, and you'll be updated anytime we do any of our gaming content.
We also have over at championsgrove.com, we got 3 packages left. That's coming up in May. Come hang out at a castle in Hocking Hills, Ohio. Play games with cool people. Talented guests like Christina Ariel and Haley Whipjack and a bunch of other folks. Check it out at championsgrove.com. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's almost 1 month to the day also until my Choose Your Own Adventure book, The Stowaway, comes out.
Whoa!
You can pre-order it now, and in fact, I would hugely appreciate it if you would take a moment to do it. It's $10. $10 paperback.
Come on.
Come on. And it's a fun story, and it's age-appropriate for younger readers, which is not something, not usually a color we paint with. It's not on our palette often.
Is it my turn to throw something?
Oh, no, bit.ly/griffinstowaways. You can go and pre-order that. Comes out March 10th. And go ahead.
I was going to try to throw this plastic thing because
this
SD card holder. I thought maybe it's got little hooks on it. So I thought
was that your crystal gem?
Yeah, that's my crystal gem. I thought maybe if I threw it at the acoustic foam, it might like stick to it.
It's not going to make it sound sick. Though.
Be sick.
The sound won't really hum it. Stand up. Don't throw sitting. Can we promise each other to never throw sitting down? Hum that shit.
My name is Justin McElroy. It didn't stick.
Yeah. I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, My Brother and Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.